Weather this week has helped the corn and soybeans in the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota move closer to maturity. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has the details.
This stretch of warm weather has been welcomed by farmers. The heat is helping dry out fields, with a majority of the soybeans turning color and now dropping leaves. Some of the early planted crop has even been harvested. Syngenta Agronomy Services representative Jason Snell says harvestability is a concern, especially with soybeans in the southern Red River Valley.
So soil conditions, just harvest safety and the harvest, getting the equipment across the acres is probably going to be the biggest challenge in some of those areas. As far as the crop goes, very wet feet late in the year can lead to some increased stalk integrity issues, even on soybeans. But for the most part, I think the stalk integrity on the soybeans has been better than I expected with the conditions that we were presented with this year.
Higher than normal heat unit accumulations have occurred this week, which is favorable for corn. Snell says this helps move the milk line down and allows the corn to dent.
Those heat units needed after that time are between 250 to 350 or so heat units more of accumulation to reach the black layer or maturity. With this, again, unseasonably warm weather these last few days, we've been picking up between probably 10 to 12, maybe 13 on a good day, heat units. Figuring that math in, we're looking at, 25 days or so on the average, I would guess, before we're at black layer on a lot of these fields. And that black layer is going to yield grain moistures in that 25 to 35% range.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.